Almost Christmas time, and Coffee Mumbo Jumbo has come to Austria to celebrate Christmas. But coffee's always on Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's mind. So with Fürthcafe, I had the priority and the privilege to come and roast with Fürthcafe. And he's also roasting not only for his own customers and clients, but he's also roasting for a gentleman who is connected to Ethiopia. His name is Gerhard, and he's going to tell me his surname, which is...
Zwickelsdorfer.
Gerhard Zwickelsdorfer has some connections with Ethiopia and especially with the Kaffa Forest region. Now tell us how you got to Ethiopia in the first place, and you're importing green beans. Fürthcafe is actually roasting them for you, and then you're selling them on to various clients. So tell us a little bit about Ethiopia itself.
Okay, we stayed in Ethiopia for 2 weeks ago. We go to Kaffa, to Bonga, to the main, to the biggest capital town in Kaffa. And the Kaffa Forest Cooperative Union invited us to show us the wild-grown coffee plants. And the first day we had the possibility to go in the forest. We go about 30 kilometers on rough road to Ufa.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little town, a small town. And from there we had to walk about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Down to the forest.
Yes.
Where we
what altitude are we talking about?
About 1,800 meters.
Wow. How did your lungs cope?
Oh, it's normal because it's very green. It's
yes.
green. It's a beautiful surrounding.
Yes.
It's really beautiful. It's
yes.
not so typical for Ethiopian. It's green. It's cloud forest.
Yeah.
And you have also monkeys and
so really wild in the wild.
And it's really wild.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
yes.
These beans, these varietals, of course, 100% Arabica. But these varietals are just grown. You said under trees in shades, wild,
yes.
completely wild.
Completely wild. The farmers are only chop down the plants.
Yes.
Under the coffee trees
yeah.
once a year.
Yes.
And in this time and in October they're starting harvesting.
Mm-hmm. Do they handpick?
Only handpick. There's no way with they have no cars, so they go inside and bring the coffee with donkeys
mm-hmm.
and bags.
Mm-hmm. And how many rounds of harvesting do you think they do there?
I'm not sure actually, but I think they do go in twice or three times.
Mm-hmm. And to really pick the ripe cherries?
Yes, 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 the red one.
Yeah.
And then they are collecting for sun drying
mm-hmm.
in front of the houses.
Okay.
Until January.
Okay.
And after they bring it to the cooperative.
Okay.
And they make all the process for exporting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. But you actually work directly with the cooperative?
Not directly. I have a German a company
yes.
who started the project with the first coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I think 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's a company Original Food.
Mm-hmm.
And I buy my coffee from the Original Food. But now I decide which cooperative I want to buy.
Mm-hmm. And so do you import directly from that cooperative or through the German company?
Through the Germans.
Okay.
Because I have only a small quantity and they had the possibility to get...
But there is traceability back to the farmers
course,
and the cooperative.
Of course, yes, yes. I was invited by the manager of the cooperative and we
uh-huh.
talked together and...
Great,
yes,
great.
It's really, really tired.
So who can actually buy your coffee? Your roasted coffee? Who buys your roasted coffee?
At the moment, we started 1 year ago, and we started only to give it as gift for friends and family.
Okay, okay.
And now we have a real community, fan community.
Okay, great.
And we only have two coffee, two restaurants, and a couple
of... So how many bags of coffee, how many kilos do you actually import at one time?
At the moment, I have about... 10 bags, just
70 kilo bags or
60.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Every country has different. Guatemala is 69. Other countries is 70. Others is 60.
Yeah.
So yours is 60.
Yeah.
Okay. Brilliant. So from a passion became a small business.
Yes. At the moment, it's fun. It's passion.
Yes.
It's more than business.
Okay. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo was lucky enough to actually get a bag of almost 250 grams, which I'm going to test. And see if Coffee Mumbo Jumbo will become a fan.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Ethiopian coffees.
Yeah.
Well, I hope so too. I mean, I love Ethiopian coffees. I've had kind of the Limu, the Sidamo, Kaffa Forest from various people. So, you know, in London, we are blessed with having, you know, so many artisan roasters
okay,
and
great,
very good green bean importers as well. So thank you. It was really beautiful meeting you.
Thank you very much.
And I'm sure we'll meet again, and I'll let you know what I think of this beautiful, wild Kaffa forest. This is Coffee Mama Jumper signing out from Fürth Café Roastery. And thanks again to Mr. Zwickel...
Stoffer.
Stoffer.
Zwickel Stoffer. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
All right.